Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning is just to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. That's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine. We start Faith in the Morning by going to our daily devotional confession, our affirmation. It's important that we say what God says about us every single day. So let's get started this morning as we end this work week and go into a wonderful weekend. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We've been in it for the last few days. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We've been reviewing the fact of who we are in Christ, starting with the basis foundation that once we were born again, we became a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And it says, because we're a new creation, God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Just like God was in Christ, bringing the world to Himself, God is working through us. Jesus is working through us to bring more people into the kingdom of God. That God is not imputing our trespasses to us. We're born again. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. And notice what it says in verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. As a new creation in Christ Jesus, you are righteous. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'll say it again. As a new creation in Christ Jesus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What is righteousness? It is your standing. It's you're being declared. You have been made right with God. You've been made just with God. Now, just because you mess up after you're saved, just because you sin after you're saved, just because you did something stupid after you were saved, doesn't change the fact that you are righteous. Before you were born again, you did good things, but those good things didn't make you righteous. What made you righteous? What is this righteousness we see so much about in the New Testament, especially in Romans and Galatians? It is the righteousness that comes by faith. We see in the book of Hebrews 2. It's the righteousness which is received by faith. It is not righteousness you can earn. It is righteousness you receive once you believed on Jesus. And so you have to understand that you are righteous, because if you don't think you are righteous, it will hinder your prayer life. It will hinder you from being the salt of the earth, from the light of this world, because you think, I made a mistake. I did something stupid. I sinned. Yeah, I know God forgiving me, but I can't do what God's called me to do because I'm so unrighteous. I'm so unworthy. Stop saying you are unworthy. Let me say it again. Stop saying that you are unworthy. So, well, Pastor, you know what grace is? It's undeserved. Yes, it's undeserved, but it's yours now. You say, well, why should I say I'm unworthy? The blood of Jesus made you worthy. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the blood of Jesus made me worthy. Come on, say it out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the blood of Jesus made me worthy. You know, last week on Good Friday, we commemorated the blood that Jesus shed for us. His blood made us worthy to receive the best of God. The blood of Jesus washed away all your unworthiness. Some people think it's humility to say, I'm so unworthy, I'm so unworthy, I'm so unworthy. Yes, we're all unworthy. All of us are unworthy. We start as unworthy to receive the goodness of God. But God does not see us as unworthy worms. He sees us through the sacrifice of Jesus. The blood has made us worthy. That's why Ephesians 2 says, we can't boast about this. It's a gift. We didn't work away our unworthiness. We didn't work our way to worthy status. No, we believed on Jesus and He made us worthy. So stop saying you're unworthy. Say, yes, I'm worthy because of what Jesus did. I'm worthy because of the shedding of His blood. I'm worthy because of the outpouring of His grace. I'm worthy because of the gift He's given me. Attach your worth. Catch that. Attach your worth and your worthiness to who you are in Christ. The blood has made you worthy. You are a new creation and you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So think on that as you go into this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you read today's newsletter. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our newsletter, subscribe to this podcast, however you're watching right now. Like, share, follow, and subscribe. We're already growing at a great rate, but more people need to start their day with faith in the morning. And thank you for helping us reach more people with this good news of who they can be in Christ Jesus, who God has made them to be, and helping them to renew their mind to the fact that God has a wonderful plan for their life. So know that something good is going to happen to you today. Expect miracles. I love you so much. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.